Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. We begin the daf by explaining Rav's opinion that a person can only carry something 4 amos in a mavoi without a shtuf in mavuos, but where each chaser had their own erev chatzeros, whereas one can carry throughout the entire mavoi when each individual chaser did not have their own erev chatzeros. So it comes out somewhat ironic that if they have an erev chatzeros, then it makes it worse. You're more limited in what you could do in a mavoi. If they don't have an erev chatzeros, then you can carry something from one end of the mavoi to the other. So the Gemara first explains that Rav is going l'shitaso, where he holds that ein a mavoi nitar belechi v'kora ad shiu batam chatzeros psuchen l'tocho. A polar beam only permits someone to carry in a mavoi if both houses and courtyards open into the mavoi. In a case where the chatzeros each have an eruv, we consider each chatzer as a single house. So it's as if only houses but no chatzeros open into the mavoi. That explanation is rejected, since even if the chatzer did not make an eruv, the houses would not be considered to be opened into the mavoi, since it would be usher to carry from the house to the chatzer. Instead, the Gemara explains that Rav is l'shitaso with his psak in eruv and daf ayin dalid, where he holds like Rabbi Shimon that roofs and karfafs and courtyards are considered to be one rishus with regard to things that were in the chatzer when Shabbos started, but not with regard to items that were in the house when Shabbos started, provided that there's no eruv chatzeros. So since without the houses, the chatzeros and the mavoi would be considered a single rishus because they're used for the same thing. Without houses, the chatzer is just used the same way a mavoi is, just to pass through, and it would be mutter to carry from one to the other, from the chatzer to the mavoi, and from the mavoi to the chatzer. So when there's no eruv chatzeros, the houses are non-factor, and Rav allows carrying throughout the mavoi. Then we move on to Amar B'chia Barabba, Amar B'yochan, lo l'kol Amar B'lozer Machshirei Mitzvah Dochanas Shabbos. Even though Rav Lozer holds Machshirei Mila are Dochanas Shabbos, you're allowed to do preparatory work for Bris Mila on Shabbos, that same is not true for all other Machshirei Mitzvah. Not every mitzvah can you do the Machshirim on Shabbos. And the Gemara gives examples of mitzvah preparations that can be done on Shabbos and mitzvah preparations that cannot be done on Shabbos. Those that can be done on Shabbos are, first, the preparation for Korban Omer, like reaping, grinding and sifting are docha Shabbos. Second, we learn through Gzer Shava from Omer that preparation for Shtei Lechem is also docha Shabbos. The Gzer Shava can be questioned since Omer is a requirement of Ktsira, of harvesting, even if you have pre-cut grain, where Shtei Lechem has no such requirement. If you have pre-cut grain, you can just use it. But we have an additional word, Taviu, to teach that we can make the Gzer Shava anyway, meaning it's a Gzer Shava Mufna, it's an open Gzer Shava. Third, the Gemara also teaches preparation for Lulav, Sukkah, Matzah, and Shofar can all be done on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The preparations of mitzvahs that cannot be done on Shabbos are for the mitzvahs of tzitzis and mezuzah, since you always have the option of avoiding these obligations entirely by making the garment or the house hefker, and then you're not going to be chayiv in either one, tzitzis or mezuzah. So the Gemara tries to find the source for each of the mitzvahs that we said Rabbi Elazar would allow their machshirin to be done on Shabbos. We can't just derive them from Omer and Shtei Lechem, because those are unique mitzvahs in that they're tzorach gavoah, they're used in the Beis HaMikdash as a karban. So how does Rabbi Elazar know that all these other mitzvahs that the machshirim are docha Shabbos? Rabbi Elazar learned that Machshirei Lulav can be done on Shabbos from the word Bayom in the Pasuk. The Rabbanan already used the word Bayom to teach that Lulav is only taken during the daytime and not at night, unlike Sukkah, which is done both day and night. Rabbi Elazar learns that Machshirei Sukkah can be done on Shabbos from Gzeres Shava, from the words Shivas Yamim used by both Sukkah and by Lulav. Just like Machshirei Lulav or Docha Shabbos, so too Machshirei Sukkah. Rabbi Elazar learns that Machshirei Matzah can be done on Shabbos from Gzeres Shava using the words Chamisha Asar, mentioned both in the context of Matzah and in the context of Sukkah. So just like Machshirei Sukkah or Docha Shabbos, so too Machshirei Matzah Ardocha Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar learns that Machshirei Shofar can be done on Shabbos from the word Yom in the Pasuk, Yom Trua Yielachem. Yom is not needed to teach that you can actually blow shofar on Shabbos, since that would be obvious because she chachma ve'ina malacha. Blowing shofar is not considered a malacha. Instead, we can use the word yom to teach that machshirei shofar can be done on Shabbos. The Rabban used the word yom to teach that shofar is only blown during the daytime and not the nighttime, which Rabbi Elazar already knows from the mitzvah of shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel. The Gemara explains why we need separate sources that machshirin of each of these four mitzvahs can be done on Shabbos, and none of them can serve as a source for the others. Lulav is unique because there are three other minim to take along with it. Sukkah is unique because it is a mitzvah both day and night. Matzah is unique because noheges benashim kibah anashim. Every bit as relevant to women as it is to men. Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is unique because machneses echronos shel Yisrael lavi and shavas shemayim. It causes Hashem to remember us for good in judgment. Shofar and Yom Kippur of Yovel is unique since all servants are freed by the sound of that shofar and all lands go back to their original owners by the sound of that shofar, and that's why we need separate sources for each of these mitzvahs to tell me that the machshirin of these mitzvahs, according to Rabbi Eliezer, can be done on Shabbos.